This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September the 6th. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's our first show in September, and September is self-care month. Today also happens to be Fight Procrastination Day. For many, it's been a long, hot summer. A time that we lollygagged and relaxed and put things off until tomorrow because, after all, it was summer. It's holiday time and vacation time, and definitely we move slower when it's very hot. September has arrived, though, and fall is unofficially here. For some, it's back to school. For others, it's back to work. And for most of us, it's time to regroup for the fall-winter season. Now is when many of us start to catch up on the things we've neglected. We book medical and dental checkups, hair appointments, massages, and other self-care routines that we might have let slide during the summer. Gardeners prepare their yards for the next season, and we generally all begin to shift into the fall-winter mode. And that brings us to the topic of procrastination. It has its pros and cons. There are benefits to procrastination. Surprisingly, putting things off until we feel more ready or more in control can give us a breathing space, a pause that allows us to rest and recover. It lets ideas incubate. Psychologists say creative problem solving often improves when we don't rush, but we allow our thoughts to percolate. And delaying can occasionally prevent mistakes because when we wait until we have more information or a fresh perspective before we act, it can be to our benefit. As Victor Hugo said, he who every morning plans the transactions of the day and follows out that plan carries a thread that will guide him through the labyrinth of the most busy life. A little pause, wisely taken, can be a part of that plan and help us move forward. But let's be honest, procrastination is often frowned upon, and that's for good reason. Benjamin Franklin said, "Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today." And that's because left unchecked, procrastinated things pile up. One little thing undone gets stacked on another and another until what began as a small little group of things that were delayed build into a mountain of things that can overwhelm us. And it's not rare. Research shows that about 1 in 5 adults, that's 20% of us, identify as chronic procrastinators. This isn't just an occasional habit, it's a lifestyle. And there are serious consequences to chronic procrastination. Higher stress and anxiety, sleep problems and headaches, lower self-esteem. And when we procrastinate and avoid medical care, it can mean health problems get worse over time. A study out of the University of Calgary found that procrastinators often report poorer physical health overall, not because of the tasks themselves, because of the guilt, the worry, and the constant mental load that delaying creates. So we should take author Karen Lamb seriously when she said, "A year from now, you may wish you had started today." I know this truth from personal experience. I once found myself in a difficult situation with a person who was taking advantage of me. It was uncomfortable, but instead of addressing it right away, I kept hoping things would turn around. I told myself, maybe if I wait, this situation will get better. But it didn't, and the longer I put it off, the heavier my load became. It was like a cloud hanging over my head. Finally, I reached the point where I had to take action and cut ties. And once I did, I felt stronger, I felt freer, and I was more able to live my life day to day without that burden, without having that negativity all around me. That's the cost of procrastination. Sometimes wishing and hoping things will improve isn't productive or good for us. We need to take the bull by the horns and deal with the issue that's bothering us and reclaim control. So, in this self-care month and on this Fight Procrastination Day, let's stop and reflect and see how these themes fit together. Procrastination, in a way, is self-care. Summer gave us a break, a chance to rest, to recharge, and simply enjoy life without rushing. But in another way, fighting procrastination is also self-care, because when we stay on top of things, we don't get overwhelmed, we avoid stress, and we create the time and space for true well-being, for living well. Self-care this September might mean different things to each of us. Booking that massage or reflexology session, trying laughter therapy or Reiki, catching up on checkups and preventative health, staying away from toxic people and surrounding ourselves with those who lift us up. Even something as simple as updating our hairstyle or skincare or wardrobe, because looking good helps us feel better. Or perhaps we can learn self-protection through martial arts, nurturing both our body and our confidence. Whatever we find healing and helpful to live our best can be on our to-do list. We can push through procrastination, and we can find things and make space for the things that nourish us, that help us grow and go forward. So today, as we celebrate Fight Procrastination Day and welcome the first Saturday in Self-Care Month, let's think about one thing we've been putting off and let's do it. Maybe it's a phone call, a small project or a big one, or even just booking a checkup. Because whether it's Franklin's Never Put Off Till Tomorrow, What You Can Do Today, or Karen Lamb's insight, A Year From Now You May Wish You Had Started Today, the truth is the same. Fighting procrastination is one of the best acts of self-care we can give ourselves. Throughout this hour, we're going to explore different ways that we can take better care of ourselves, our homes, our lives, and we're going to learn from the experts. Together, we'll remind ourselves that while a pause can sometimes help, progress happens when we take action and move forward. So let's start September off strong by caring for ourselves and fighting procrastination, one timely action at a time. We can start by learning from the experts of the From a Woman's Perspectives team, who'll share their knowledge and experience with us in this hour. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Christine, the health coach, and denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We're going to talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parento, learn about forever homes from accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin, and yes, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. After one important message about organ donation, we'll get started with a conversation with financial planner and enabler Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. So stay with us this hour and get it straight from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. Last weekend was Labor Day weekend, and I think a lot of people probably spent time with family. I know I did. I spent a lot of time with my wife and daughters and with friends. And in a conversation that you and I had as an aside, I mentioned life insurance, and you suggest that life insurance is not frequently discussed. So over the coming few weeks, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to talk about life insurance and its uses. So when people think of investing, they almost invariably focus on the stock and bond markets. We are inundated with both online broadcast and print media narrative extolling the virtues and challenges that we face with our investments. This singular focus on active investing dominates the financial discussion. So it is entirely understandable that the vast majority of people are largely ignorant of the benefits of life insurance. Life insurance at its simplest is a contract between you and the insurance company that requires the insurance company to pay an agreed upon guaranteed amount of money called the face amount upon the death of the person insured. The tax-free proceeds of the insurance are paid to a beneficiary or multiple beneficiaries, usually within a few weeks. This immediate cash upon death can protect loved ones, save your home, secure your business and future succession, pay off debts and taxes owed, and eliminate estate-related expenses. Life insurance can, in the right hands and with thoughtful consideration and advice, be a sophisticated tool in tax mitigation and enhance tax-sheltered asset accumulation. Life insurance can improve your flexibility in using other assets and savings for your greater use and enjoyment. In this regard, life insurance is an asset. A little-known fact is banks are one of the largest owners of individual life insurance policies. Why? Because of the tax-sheltered growth of money inside the life insurance policy. For many who have life insurance, they face the following quandary. My mortgage is paid off. I've accumulated sufficient savings. My children have grown and are established. Why should I keep this insurance? Too frequently, insurance is decried by the ignorant and unsophisticated as a waste of money. Daily, they advise the surrendering of millions of dollars of guaranteed assets without any regard for its value as a planning tool, nor its continued usefulness. Their advice alternative is the promise in the future of a greater value than the guaranteed values of life insurance by investing that money someplace else. Further, without understanding the inherent financial flexibility that life insurance offers, they increase both the risk and reduce the options available for sustained financial well-being. All too often, this strategy fails both in fact and in concept. Ignorance has cost countless families and businesses incalculable billions in assets and the opportunities those billions would provide. So I'm going to leave you with a story that relates to the strategic use of life insurance. So last Wednesday, Tracy, a longstanding client of mine, called and was soon in tears. She had just received her cancer diagnosis. My first available day was Sunday. Your place or mine. Bill and Tracy came to our home, and while sitting on the deck, we discussed what next. While we discussed many things, one thing I reminded them of was the life insurance policy that they bought many years ago could be used to fund accelerated travel schedules, and the tax-free life insurance proceeds would make the husband's balance sheet whole again after the cost of the trips depleted their savings. A bit of a breath of joy in an otherwise tragic journey. And the conversation soon devolved into a conversation about where would they go and how would they spend her last years. Not a pleasant conversation and one that was emotionally fraught. But the life insurance that they had sitting in reserve will make it possible for them to enjoy her last years more fully and not leave him hurt financially.
Wow. So there are values beyond getting a big bunch of money after you're gone for your family. Life insurance has value and it's useful. And thank you for sharing Tracy and Bill's story, because I really believe We don't know enough about life insurance. So what do you suggest we do if we want to talk about insurance we have or have yet to get, Kevin?
So a lot of times it's about understanding how it fits. And to do that, you have to have a financial plan that can model life insurance as an asset so that you can truly understand its value in your own financial planning.
Well, you made time for Tracy on a Sunday, so I guess you'll make time for listeners if they call you directly. Repeat your number. I have it as 416-708-6229, right?
Perfectamundo.
416-708-6229. If you have life insurance or don't have it, or you want a second opinion about your financial plan, Kevin Giffen is an enabler. He makes time to listen and to explain, and he'll gladly answer your call. Just call him at 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial. I look forward to learning more about life insurance from you next week, Kevin, and thanks for today.
Thank you, Marilyn, to your listeners. Have a wonderful weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Here's something that you may not have thought about before, over-sanitizing. Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here with her weekly tip, and she's going to help us with that. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I think this is a timely conversation to have because, you know, it's September, people are going back to work, kids are going back to school, and we're all used to using a lot of those antibacterial hand sanitizer gels. And I guess the question is, have you ever wondered if all those products are actually doing more harm than good? So it actually might sound surprising, especially after years of being told to scrub and spray and sanitize constantly, but research actually suggests that going overboard with sanitizers could be disrupting something incredibly important, and that's our body's microbiome. So what is the microbiome, and why do we talk about that? So the microbiome is actually a vast community of bacteria, fungi, and even viruses that live on our skin. They live in our gut and actually throughout our body. And far from being harmful, most of these microbes are actually essential. They actually help to train our immune system and regulate inflammation. They protect against invading pathogens and even support our mood and metabolism. So what happens is when we overuse sanitizers, especially the products with harsh antibacterial chemicals like triclosan or repeated high alcohol formulas, we can actually wipe out not just the harmful germs, but also these friendly microbes. So over time, that actually throws our ecosystem out of balance. And it's all about teaching our immune system to respond appropriately. So our microbes educate our immune system cells so they can tell the difference between friend and foe. So when our microbial diversity shrinks, our immune system actually becomes more prone to overreacting. So we think about allergies and autoimmune flares or even underreacting. So that leaves us more vulnerable to infections. And there's also evidence that too much sterilization, especially early in life, can increase the risk of conditions like asthma and eczema and even inflammatory bowel disease. And this is something called the hygiene hypothesis. And the idea that a certain level of microbial exposure is actually crucial for building strong, balanced immunity. So, you know, I often tell patients, for example, when they're with their kids, it's really, you know, we used to send our kids outside to play in the sand and play in the sandboxes, and then we'd get exposure to, you know, all kinds of different bugs out there, but certainly it actually teaches, especially young children's bodies, the difference between good viruses and bad bacteria. So it's important to sort of balance that, especially when we have young children. So one of the signs of microbiome, one of the signs that might be out of balance, sometimes patients will come in with more frequent infections or it takes longer to recover, digestive issues, skin issues, even seasonal allergies, or feeling off or fatigued for no clear reason. So, of course, in hospitals and medical settings, it's important to use those antibacterial agents. But in the household, really, we don't have to stop. It's really important that we wash our hands. Basic hygiene is still critical, but opt for mild soap and warm water instead of antibacterial or heavily scented soaps, for example. And don't overdo the hand sanitizer. The alcohol-based ones are helpful in places where soap and water isn't available. When we think about our gut, we want to also feed our immunity. So the gut is the home to the largest part of our microbiome, so we would want to eat plenty of fiber, veggies, fruit, and legumes, for example. I mentioned getting outside and even getting a little dirty. Time in nature exposes our bodies to diverse microbes that actually strengthen our immune system. So things like gardening, walking barefoot on grass, and people with pets, there seems to be an evidence that they have a broadened microbiome in their bodies, basically. And certainly from a naturopathic perspective, sometimes we use targeted probiotics. So the key is to know when to work with a naturopathic doctor. Sometimes we do stool testing and food sensitivity panels and micronutrient testing to really see if the immune system is out of balance. So if people have any questions or they're interested in consulting myself as a naturopathic doctor, they can still certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you're interested in dealing with any aspect of your health naturally, remember Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and the number 905-707-2001, and ask for your complimentary 15-minute consultation by phone or in person. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
One thing we often put off is having a hearing test because none of us want to believe that our body is failing us, especially our ears. But when we neglect it and we don't hear our best, we miss those whispers and quiet conversations and laughing at a good joke. To help us learn more about taking care of our ears, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today is Fight Procrastination Day. Now, most of us, when we hear the word procrastination, we instantly feel a little bit guilty. We think about the tasks we put off, the phone calls we haven't returned, or perhaps that project that's sitting half finished or not started at all. But procrastination isn't always the villain we make it out to be. Sometimes it's a built-in pause button. It gives us a chance to step back, let ideas simmer, and even laugh at ourselves for putting things off just a little bit longer. And truth be told, a well-timed delay can save us from rushing into something that we're not quite ready for. Think of it less as being lazy and more as giving life a moment to unfold before you make your move. Here's the other side. When procrastination becomes avoidance, it can steal opportunities that we'll never get back. And in the case of hearing loss, the longer we wait, the more conversations we miss, the fewer opportunities for laughter, and the harder it becomes for the brain to adjust once help finally arrives. I often meet patients who say, "I wish I had done this years ago," because they realize how many small, meaningful moments have slipped away. So, procrastination does have its benefits, but it also has its costs. The trick is knowing when waiting is wise and when waiting is just holding us back from living fully. And that brings us back to Fight Procrastination Day. Because fighting procrastination isn't really about the tasks themselves. It's about permitting ourselves to step back into the moments that matter most. Maybe today isn't about doing everything we've been putting off. Maybe it's about choosing one important thing, just one step, and saying, I'll do it now, not later. And if hearing better has been on your someday list, maybe today is the day to move it onto your today list. Hearing better is opening the door back to life's conversations, the ones filled with laughter, love, and connection. And that's something worth doing today, not someday. So why not start with the simple hearing check? It could be the easiest step you take all year.
Well, Edmund, the next natural question is, how do we reach you to book that hearing checkup?
The easiest way is by a phone call at 416-754-4327.
Let's not miss small, meaningful moments. Let's hear our best. And with the help of Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, we can be put on the right track. So let's not put it off. Let's have our ears checked and then find out what the best course of action is for ourselves. The number again, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. And I will say that if you have hearing aids and they're more often in your pocket than in your ears, Edmund will assess those too. So one call will get you started, whether it's for your ears or your hearing aids. The number last time, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Instead of wishing and hoping and putting things off, sometimes if you want to make things happen, you have to take the initiative. And if you're ready to meet someone new, it helps to have an experienced matchmaker. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I'm talking today about Alexandria and Frank. And if I had to talk about procrastinators, I'd say she was a perfect example. But I think it was sort of born of fear and apprehension. And I got a call from my staff. And they said, you know, you've got to talk to this woman. She is saying no to literally everybody. It doesn't matter if he's a doctor or a successful businessman, if he's tall, he's short, he's good looking. It doesn't matter. She's saying no to everybody, and she has some excuse about why she's not interested. And so I got on the phone with her and I said, you know, what's going on? I seem to see some good matches on your file here. And she said, well, I could tell she was terrified, and it's not an unusual experience because putting yourself out there can be really, really intimidating for a lot of people. So I said, you know, one of the first steps you have to take is you just have to have a phone conversation. Well, first of all, you have to say yes to somebody. And even if it doesn't really matter if it's the best match, say yes to somebody. Because if you get started, at least you'll get part of dating, and I know this from myself when I had to date again, is getting over that first little hurdle. It's taking that first step. And for a lot of people, it's just picking up the phone. And so for her, she finally, after much talk and much talking her off the roof, as they say, she agreed to talk to somebody. And of course, that was Frank, who was a very nice man, a great match for her. And the two of them talked. And she called me back all excited, and she said it was really good, and she wasn't sure. She said, you know, maybe we should talk again. He said, well, you know, Misty River says we're supposed to meet right away. So she reluctantly agreed to meet him. So it's worked out really well. They're a great couple, and it was just the perfect match for her. So in some ways, I think it was sort of serendipity that she said no to those other matches, because she ended up with Frank, who I think was just the greatest match. So I think sometimes things happen for a reason. And I certainly think it helped that I got on the phone with her and tried to get her away from the procrastination and and try to realize what that is for people, that fear and that apprehension. And it's very normal. And part of the reason I am a coach is because it's not just about putting people, two good people together that are going to work out. It's about helping them through the process.
Well, you've spoken about free coaching, and I know you offer a free consultation. I'll call it a conversation. Anyone listening who can maybe identify with Alexandria and her fears, maybe it's time to have a conversation and see if you can take baby steps having Cupid hold your hand. The number to reach Misty River Introductions today after 10 is 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. Perhaps today is the day to say yes to finding the right person. Linda, thank you for sharing Alexandria and Frank's story, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Many of us put off going to the dentist. No need to procrastinate, because we have someone special on the From a Woman's Perspective team. She's a denturist, Suzanne Salga. Her company, Denture Ready. And guess what? They bring dental work to you, so you don't even have to go out the door. All you have to do is make that first phone call. And Suzanne's here with us today to teach us a little more about oral health and what she does. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you so much for having me. I'm here to share something many people don't realize is even possible. You can have full denture services brought to you. As a denturist registered in Ontario and proudly serving the community, me and my team specialize in mobile denture services. I'm bringing to you a denture clinic, an on-site right there where you are, or for a loved one that needs us at their bedside. We are there. No fuss, no stress. Maybe you've got an injury and you're in the hospital. We're there. If needed, we can come to you for your dental needs. Me and my team travel on-site. That means same-day repairs, relines, adjustments, and cleanings. If you need new dentures, we can start that process right away. Of course, a quick call to us, a short discussion with me, will get you feeling confident for your next steps to get you back and enjoying your foods you love. Often we get calls from a family member that has a parent with dentures and hear them complaining about soreness at mealtime. And the top three red flags come up in my mind. Upon our assessment and with this particular patient complaint, I've discovered multiple sets of dentures out on the countertop. They're also showing me another set tucked under their bathroom sink. These sets don't quite match or fit properly. We're mixed up mismatches of teeth. So I go through them and check them all and make sure they're restored in how they were originally meant to fit. Oftentimes, it's just a small adjustment, but sometimes more work is needed because every set of dentures and every patient is unique. A hands-on assessment is really the only way, and the only person is a dental professional that can fully assess and ensure the best fit. That's why I take a gentle, compassionate approach. By listening carefully to you and take every step to make sure you feel respected and safe as we work with you to restore your comfort. For a deeper look at the fit of your current dentures, I go over any concerns and talk about options so we can make an informed decision together. Everything is explained step by step. You and your loved one get to discuss and decide how to move forward. Our approach is collaborative. By speaking directly with patients, and when family members are involved, we keep them connected too. If they can't be there in person, we can include them by phone call, video call, or follow-up messages. Caregivers and families know that they can reach us at any time, and we can work hand in hand with other dental providers if needed. What does this mean for patients? It means being able to enjoy your favorite foods again, smiling with confidence in social settings, and regaining the dignity that comes from having good oral health. It means peace of mind, knowing this important part of healthcare doesn't have to be put off, because we can bring it right to you. If you or someone you love could benefit from mobile denture services, I'd love to invite you to reach out. You can reach me, 647-204-4478. Call me, I'm Suzanne Salga. Let's have a discussion. Or if it's easier, visit us online at dentureready.com. We're here to make sure that healthy smiles, comfort, and confidence are always within reach, no matter where you are.
Suzanne, the same day repairs, immediate gratification, no need to put off dental work. Fit on dentures is definitely important. You heard it from Suzanne. And she can make the adjustments so that dentures aren't sitting on a counter. It takes a conversation. It takes an expert to walk you through. But mobile dental services can help you. A team comes to your doorstep. All you have to do is call Suzanne Salga, Denture Ready, at 647-204-4478. That's 647-204-4478. Don't put off your dental health. Make one call, get started, get answers, and then plan the next steps, the ones that are best for you. Denture Ready brings dental work to your home. The number again, 647-204-4478. Thank you, Suzanne. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Thank you.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across Southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Things pile up. We sort of plan, but then we don't follow through. When it comes to downsizing and deciding whether you're going to sell your home or where you're going to go, we have someone who's got years of experience under her belt and holds our hand throughout the whole process. She's Sharon Parenteau, and she gives us her smart realty solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. As a realtor who specializes in helping empty nesters to downsize, I've noticed that there are two main paths my clients generally take. Either they sell and purchase, or they sell and rent. And when they sell their oversized, mostly empty except for storage homes, the most common property type they tend to purchase is a condo. Condos offer a safe, work and stress-free strategy for aging in place, and they can be a smart next move. Condo, I hear your listeners gasp, but aren't they all noisy, cramped skyboxes with outrageous maintenance fees? No. Listen up. There are a lot of myths about condo ownership and living, and today we're going to address the most common ones to help you make a clear decision based on the facts. Myth number one, condos are all just noisy, cramped skyboxes. In many people's mind, condo is synonymous with apartment, and apartment in their mind means tiny. But the term condo actually refers to a method of ownership, not a style of property. There are condo apartments, but also condo townhouses and condo detached properties. And I have clients currently looking to buy condo apartments that rival the size of any detached home. We're talking 1,600, 1,800, or even 2,000 square feet or more. The difference between a condo and a freehold property is that you own the individual unit and the condo corporation maintains the exterior, common areas, and shared amenities. Residents pay a proportionate cost of these services, whereas with a freehold property, all the costs and maintenance are the owner's sole responsibility. The second myth is that condo fees are unaffordable. Downsizers moving from a freehold property to a condo tell me they think that maintenance fees are too expensive. But consider everything they cover. And did you know that many condo fees cover either part or all of your utilities? Yes, owning a freehold property comes with maintenance costs too. We're used to paying for big ticket items as they come up, just not on a monthly basis. Myth number three is that condo fees can be raised without warning or justification. While it's true that condo boards have the authority to adjust maintenance fees, they cannot do so arbitrarily. It's important to know that the condo board is made up of residents just like you. They're only going to do what's in the long-term best interest of the condo corporation. As your real estate agent, I can assure you that we will do our due diligence in investigating all the aspects of the condo's governance and fiscal responsibility. Every condo purchase we coordinate comes with a conditional period allowing your real estate lawyer to carefully analyze corporate documents and assess its financial health. Only after they sign off do we finalize the purchase. We work together to protect you and your retirement future. If you're thinking that maybe a condo apartment might just be a downsizing option you'd like to learn more about, please accept our invitation to our upcoming webinar, Condo Considerations, a virtual condo tour. We'll cover all the bases when it comes to buying a condo as a senior. It's free, informative, and fun. Wednesday, September 10th at 4 p.m. Register at smartrealtysolution.com or by calling me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636. And when you register, you'll receive a copy of the webinar, a copy of our workbook, and helpful resources. Well, that's it for me, Marilyn. My name is Sharon Parento, and these have been your Smart Realty Solutions for today.
No excuses, no need to procrastinate. One number will get you answers to most or all of your questions about downsizing and real estate. 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. On this Fight Procrastination Day, and in this self-care month, a story comes to mind. A woman called Nellie came to see me 2 days before she was leaving for her dream vacation, a vacation that she had planned for years. However, she had nothing to wear. Why? Because for years she kept telling herself, "I'll shop once I lose weight." And she never did. So her closet was full of things that never fit her or didn't feel good. And she couldn't go on a diet because she was too busy. She was looking after her family and friends, but not herself. And all of a sudden, she was looking at a closet with nothing to wear and 2 days before she had to travel. And that's how she arrived on my doorstep. She came to see me discouraged and overwhelmed. She had a 2-week trip planned. It was a full itinerary with sightseeing and dinners and tours and entertainment and nothing to wear, an empty suitcase. So Nellie told me her story and I helped her solve her problem. We chose 8 versatile pieces of clothing that mixed and matched into at least 24 outfits. It started with a pair of tailored black pants that could go from casual strolls to candlelit dinners. I added a breezy white tunic and a soft jersey dress that packed small but would work for day and evening. A couple of colorful tops in her best shades, that was turquoise and coral, brightened her complexion and lifted her mood. And also we used a jacket to complete the look that would serve her for cooler evenings if necessary. To finish, we added accessories, 2 scarves, 1 patterned and 1 solid black, and a versatile shawl that doubled as a beach cover-up tied at her hip and also was a wrap for evening for variety. Besides that, we added a few accessories, and that pulled everything together and added a little sparkle. The result? Nellie could dress comfortably and appropriately for every activity on her itinerary. For beach morning, sightseeing, evening concerts, dinners, and dancing. And she stayed on budget. So when Nellie looked in that mirror, she saw herself and she smiled. She was happy. It was her Cinderella moment. But instead of a fairy godmother's wand, it came because I was Marilyn Weston, her wardrobe doctor. I was thrilled to help Nellie in that moment. But let's be honest, doing things last minute isn't ideal. Studies show procrastination is common, especially with personal projects like refreshing a wardrobe, organizing closets, or even booking health appointments. And while we may tell ourselves that we'll do it someday, the truth is that someday becomes a crisis day when we don't plan and deal with it immediately. Because time moves on, and all of a sudden, we're standing there like Nellie, empty suitcase and nothing to wear. The old proverb reminds us, a stitch in time saves nine. When it comes to clothing, self-care means having things ready so we can step into life with confidence. To have a wardrobe that fits us and flatters us and functions. It isn't about vanity, it's about peace of mind, saving time, and feeling good in our own skin each and every day. If we plan to lose weight, yes, it's a plan, but we have to dress for the here and now because every day is a gift and we can look our best each and every day. So anyone who's been putting off putting a wardrobe together, remember Nellie's story. And instead of having last-minute panic before a trip or an event that comes too quickly, plan ahead, invest in yourself, take care of yourself, and give yourself the joy of opening your closet and having clothes in there that fit you and that make a wardrobe statement and that are comfortable so you're ready to enjoy each and every moment of every day. As Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, I'm glad to help anyone listening. All you have to do is call me if you want my advice at 416-504-6777. When you take the time to look after yourself and dress well, you'll be able to say, I look good and I feel great. And guess what? Today is Read a Book Day. And it's my day to announce that my book is finally in my hands. Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. And anyone listening who wants a signed copy sent to them can call me and order it. It'll cost you just $20 and the shipping will be free to anyone who's local. One phone call will give you the order and I'll be glad to speak to you. My phone number, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Applying for the Disability Tax Credit isn't your doctor's job. It's our job. Disability Tax Results. Use our experience in medical law to your advantage and increase your chances of being approved. Call us for details and a free consultation. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Losing weight. It's no secret by now that 2 in 3 adults weigh too much. The question is why? As it turns out, there isn't one simple answer. We know that genes are part of the picture, but our genes haven't changed much in the past few generations. What has changed dramatically is the world we live in. Today, we're often too pressed for time or too tired to prepare meals at home from scratch. When we dine out or order takeout instead, portions are huge. We've also become a snacking society, and we frequently choose unhealthy snacks and eat them mindlessly. Add in a few opportunities to be physical active in the normal course of the day, soaring stress levels, and reduced amounts of sleep, all of which can lead to comfort eating, and you have a recipe for weight gain. Once you put on extra pounds, your body wants to maintain that new weight, making it hard to reverse course. That's why it's time to stop blaming yourself and put that mental energy into taking action today. Weight loss depends less on willpower than skill power. Overweight and obesity are complex conditions with many different causes and treatment options. There is no one-size-fits-all strategy. If simply wanting to lose weight was enough, we'd all be thin. Maybe the approaches you've tried in the past just weren't right for you. Maybe you weren't quite ready to change or confident that you could change. But now's the time to make a fresh start. So call me for a private complimentary consultation and see what I can do for you. Call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
No need to put it off. You have a free offer and Christine can be your health coach. All you have to do is call 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Whetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. In the next 3 weeks, we're going to be starting a new project for a housing co-op. And what they're going to be doing is changing their dining room to a three-piece accessible bathroom. And for a project like this, it will be required to have a permit. And I know that a permitting process can sometimes be intimidating, but that's why Greater Toronto Accessibility is here to help you out. And anytime you need a permit is usually when you need to relocate a structural wall, relocate plumbing, remove a structural wall in general, relocate electrical, things like that amongst more. But for this purpose, we're going to be adding plumbing fixtures. We're going to be relocating a wall. So very important to get a permit. And what this requires is an engineer, an architect to come up with a drawing, make sure everything's great. And then you actually have to apply for the permit from the City of Toronto. So you have to submit a package. In Greater Toronto Accessibility, we take care of all that from start to finish. So we make sure we get approval in a timely manner so we can start your project with no delays, no interruptions. Like I said, this is going to be a three-piece bathroom. We're creating a barrier-free shower for wheelchair accessibility. We're widening a door. We're putting in an accessible vanity. And we're putting in a new comfort height toilet. So this comes with new pot lights, an exhaust fan, everything you're going to need to run a perfect bathroom that's permitted and there'll be no problems. And it includes calling an inspection from the city to make sure our licensed plumber and electrician are following codes. We can't wait to get this project started and share photos with the listeners so you get a really good idea of what the possibilities are if you're in a similar situation.
Thank you for sharing that, Daniel. Well, I'd like to ask you for a show special so people can ask their questions one-on-one and get your roadmap to the future. How do we reach you and what's the offer?
For sure. So we have something called the Forever Home Safety Check. I come out to your home and we can assess your home from top to bottom. We can zone in on the bathroom if it's specifically that, or maybe you want to update the kitchen, renovate the basement, whatever it is you have in mind. We come to the house, we provide a whole package. You have a full written report with photos and pricing so you know what it's going to cost. This assessment is usually $89.95. I want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So if you call me directly at 647-206-6409, and you're one of the first three callers, you will get that assessment for free.
647-206-6409. Don't put off the call. Ask your questions and get your Forever Home assessment. That's 647-206-6409. Bye and thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Marilyn.
We all know how tempting it is to put things off. Research shows that procrastination isn't really about time management, it's about emotional management. Often, we delay action not because we don't have the time, but because we fear what we're going to have to face. Yet the irony is, the longer we wait, the more stress we create, not less. Let me share a story about Gloria. She felt a small lump in her arm. It worried her, but instead of getting it checked out, she waited. She told herself it just might go away by itself. Deep down, she feared it might be cancer, and that fear paralyzed her. Days turned into weeks, and her anxiety grew. She lost sleep. Finally, she summoned the courage to see her doctor. He treated it right there in his office. It wasn't cancer at all. Just a ganglion cyst. Relief came instantly, but her doctor reminded her, if it had been something serious, early detection could have made all the difference. And that's the crux of our discussion today. Procrastination can cost us peace of mind, and sometimes even our health. Self-care isn't just about booking a massage, enjoying reflexology, or taking a mindful walk in nature. It also means listening to our bodies, honoring our needs, and taking prompt action. Yes, rest and pause are healthy forms of self-care, but ignoring problems or hoping they vanish rarely serves us well. The American Cancer Society emphasizes that early detection is key for many illnesses. It improves outcomes by up to 90%. Taking action isn't just wise, it can be life-saving. On a personal note, I know that procrastination can close doors forever. My family was murdered in the Holocaust, and I kept putting off painful conversations with my parents. I thought there would be time to sit down and learn about my family, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents, and cousins. They had all disappeared, but I didn't want to hurt my parents and raise the topic. And the day never came. My parents passed, and now those names and the stories of what went before remain unknown. Those people are strangers to me. Even with something as simple as my mom's apple cake, it was my favorite, but I didn't spend much time in the kitchen, and procrastination left me empty-handed. I always meant to ask her for the recipe, but I never did, and now it's lost. So yes, sometimes putting things off can be harmless, or even helpful if we're waiting for clarity. But often, procrastination robs us of opportunities we can never retrieve, conversations left unsaid, knowledge never shared, recipes never passed along. That's why, as Self-Care Month begins, I encourage you to see fighting procrastination as an act of love toward yourself. Plan your days, pace yourself, make the appointments you need, and don't run away from the hard questions or the conversations that matter. Tackle them one baby step at a time if necessary. By doing this, we'll win because we won't leave things unsaid. We'll lighten our hearts. We'll carry forward the stories, the wisdom, and the recipes that matter. We'll gain peace and joy instead of having regret. Napoleon Hill once said, "Don't wait. The time will never be just right." And he was right. So let's start today with that thought. First, let's say thank you to our healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers, to Ian, Duncan, and the production team, to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and most of all, a special thank you to you for listening and for making the effort to fight procrastination or use it to serve yourself wisely when it works. And remember, the From a Woman's Perspective team is here to help you live well and move forward in your life. And you're welcome to reach us through my website, marylins.ca. Under the heading On Radio, Sponsor Expert List, you'll get the contact information. Or just call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Goodbye, until we speak again, From a Woman's Perspective, next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. And remember, self-care isn't self-indulgence. It's essential. Don't put off what's good for you. Take that small step today and begin to fight procrastination. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.